Joe Fisher, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores. Joe, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing well. I was at the game back on Friday night at the Somme Center, and I was, you know, from a Vanderbilt perspective, you have to be disappointed with the way I thought they kind of got out-hustled at times in that game.
I think you have to be disappointed all the way around. And talking to Kevin after the game, he's at a little bit of a loss to figure out kind of what's going on right now. But this is not the same team that beat Missouri and beat Arizona. They've got some issues. Obviously, Jermaine Beal and A.J. Ogilvy did not start. Kevin trying to send a message to those guys. And I asked Kevin after the game about that. And he said, you know, we've tried everything we know. We've tried encouraging them. We've tried, you know, yelling at them. We've tried showing them on film what we think they're not doing that they should be doing. And he said, it's a shame it's come to this, but this is what we had to do. And it'll be interesting to see how this next week develops during exams. It's also a week to get some practice time in before the next game. But they've got to find themselves and figure this out because they've got some pretty serious issues going on the court. Obviously, Western played well, and give them a lot of credit. But, you know, there's no way that Western Kentucky should out-rebound Vanderbilt 40-31. There's no way they should have more offensive rebounds. And a team that came in shooting the ball in Western not well at all, you know, shot almost 50% for the game, and that leads to the defensive issue that Kevin's been talking about. They are not playing good team defense, and they've got to get that fixed in a hurry.
And not to pile on AJ, but in a game where he clearly had a matchup advantage down low, 8 points and one rebound. I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, it's not piling on. It's just the truth, and that's. That's where we are right now. I mean, Kevin talked to me after the Illinois game, on the air about AJ in the post game, and said, you know, he didn't have any energy. He's tired. Can't go a long, stretch of time without having to come out of the game. And I don't understand why. I don't know why it happens one night and not the next. And so, there's a lot of this, and we've talked about this kind of thing before. Coaches can only do so much, and then at some point it comes down to players deciding that they can do what they can do, or they need to do it a certain way, and I think this team has sort of reached a point where some of these guys have to kind of look down inside themselves and say we've got to fix this, and this is something that only we can fix.
Joe, what are you seeing defensively where the breakdowns are? Because you notice time and again, Western's guards are driving right past him to the goal.
Well, there's the point. Time and again, the guards driving right past the guards into the lane, and when you do that, you put tremendous pressure on the rest of your team to help. And you either cause another opening somewhere else, or they don't cut them off and they drive all the way to the basket. We saw it at Illinois, and credit Western, they saw it at Illinois too. And that was their plan, just drive to the basket. And that's been the biggest problem, I think. And it's a problem Vanderbilt's had in the past, but this one just sort of cropped up in the middle of the season. We thought this team was going to be much better at dealing with dribble penetration by guards, but over the last couple of games, that has been a nightmare. And then, as you said earlier, the rebounding issue has come up again in a game where you should have a pretty decided advantage, although Western, to their credit, does go to the boards pretty hard. There were too many possessions in that game that were extended by offensive rebounds, that Western would run the shot clock down to five, take a shot, and then a loose ball would roll out, and they would get it and get another shot clock. And it just, that in fact, the critical stretch of the game was with about 5 minutes to go. It was a 2-point game. And Western ran, I think, three offensive possessions, shot, miss, got it back, shot, miss, got it back. And it was critical for Vanderbilt. They didn't get the ball back.
And John Jenkins, not a good night for him. 0-for-5 from the field and the big zero in the scoring column.
Yeah, I got the start. And I don't know if that's knee issues or if it's just had an off night, but he never really got it going. Credit Western, they were in his face pretty good all night. But that was a disappointment. It was a night, and Jeffrey Taylor was really about the only shining light, in that game. 21 points, 9 rebounds in 35 minutes. But he couldn't do it by himself. And this is going to be an interesting week for this team to see, do a little soul searching and see where they are.
Joe, a story in the Tennessean yesterday about football and talking about making changes or not making changes, with the coaching staff. As you head into this offseason and get ready for next year and, you know, even for spring ball, what kind of alterations to the offense or, you know, to the whole system do you think they look at coming off a 2-10 year?
Well, I'm curious to get a chance to talk to the coaches when they get off the road, and that should be, you know, a chance to visit with them this week. As Bobby said in that article, and as he's told you and told me, the goal right now is to sit down and find out, just figure out, go through everything and figure out what it was that went wrong. What was it? Was it personnel? Was it scheme? Was it coaching? What was it? And then address that. And I'll be curious to find out what they've decided it was. If it was a combination of things, which I believe when you get to the end of the day, that will be the answer. It won't be one thing they can put their finger on. But I'm not sure that you can sit there and bank on the wholesale changes in an offense that just changed a year ago.
Right.
I think that would probably make things worse. You know, I think you have to just kind of focus on doing what you did better. And I'll be curious to see what they think that is.
Hey, Joe, we'll let you go and speak with you again tomorrow morning.
Sounds good, guys. Thanks.